Kidney disease is an insidious and deadly disease that affects 1.7 million people. That's 1 in 10 Australians. And in October 2021, the kidney community needs your support. Now, you can do that by taking part in the Kidney Health Red Sox Appeal, which kicks off on Friday, the 1st of October. And joining me now to tell us all about it, I'm joined by the CEO of Kidney Health Australia, Chris Forbes. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Chris.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
Okay, now, as I said, that their kidney disease affects 1.7 million Australians, which is 1 in 10 people. Is there a clear indication as to why it's so high?
Yeah, look, it's very clear that most of the chronic kidney disease comes from two major causes, and that's high blood pressure and diabetes. But there are other risk factors, such as having heart disease, if you're a smoker, or if you're overweight, etc. These are the things that really put pressure on the kidneys and result in disease.
So, like a lot of conditions people suffer from, living with kidney disease can be an expensive task, with a little-known fact that people can be up to 60 hours a month hooked to a dialysis machine. If people don't know, what is the purpose of that machine?
Look, it's a life-saving treatment. So, basically, they're replacing the function of the kidneys because the kidneys are no longer able to filter your blood. So, these machines, as you said, you can be hooked up 5 hours at a time, three times a week, which is a really difficult thing to have to go through. But without it, then the outcomes are not great. And so that process cleans your blood, it maintains your water balances, etc., and removes all the toxins. So you do that, and then you have a day off, and then you come back and do it again.
Can it be painful, though? Are there any side effects involved with the machine?
Look, it's not so much painful as it can be very debilitating because you're tired, you're exhausted, you feel washed out afterwards at times. And so, you know, and that's why it's so difficult, not only for the person involved, but also for the families and carers of those people, because you can't have a holiday, you can't go away readily because you need to come back, you're feeling tired, it can affect your ability to work, and so therefore your income as well. So it is a really insidious disease.
So really it's important then that sufferers are well supported, and this is why this appeal is important. In conjunction with the appeal, you're actually putting on a Red Sox walk on Sunday, 10th of October. Tell us about that.
Look, it's part of the Red Sox appeal, which is a month of activities over October, and there's a number of ways you can get involved. Normally we would have people coming together to walk, but because of COVID we've had to go more virtual. So on the 10th we have a virtual walk where you can sign up, raise funds, and then go and pick your own path. But if you can't do that, there's a number of other ways you can get involved, such as doing a challenge. I'm going to try and run 60 kilometres the number of hours people are on dialysis through the month of October.
Have you been training for that?
Well, I am. As I get older, the hamstrings get tighter, right? But no, all good. And maybe a run, maybe a shuffle, you know. So, but we'll get there because it's really important. And then if you can't do that, you know, you can actually go onto the website and buy a pair of Red Sox or just make a donation, which we'd be incredibly grateful for.
Excellent. Why Red Sox, Chris?
Look, Red Sox, because when people are having dialysis, they often get cold, especially their feet. So the idea of the connection was, let's have some bright Red Sox that raise awareness about this disease, which, you know, there's 1.5 million Australians walking around with early markers of this disease but don't know it, because you can actually lose 90% of your kidney function, have no visible symptoms. So it sneaks up on you.
Right.
So the whole idea of Red Sox is for people to say, why Red Sox? And then we can tell the story about kidney disease.
Oh, well, you see, I just asked the question, so you've done that already. That's fantastic.
Yeah, look, it is. It's people hold my hand and say, I wish I had known. You know, they're seemingly well one day and unwell the next because of this no visible symptom. So we really encourage, through the Red Sox appeal, it is about raising funds to support our programs, but also about raising awareness, because if you're at risk, have diabetes or high blood pressure, heart disease, talk to your GP and get a kidney health check. It's that simple, and it might just save your life.
Absolutely. Now, if people want more information or to register, donate, where do they go to?
Yeah, they go to our website, redsoxappeal.org.au, and all the details are there how you can get involved. And we'd really be very grateful for your support.
Thank you very much, Chris, for joining us this morning. And you have a great day.
Thanks very much.